Let's go meet the instruments of our symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. The string family is close, most look alike and match. Hollow wooden bodies with four strings attached. A bow is used on the strings to make a sound. Strings play loud or bland in the background. Now let's meet the strings. Hi, welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go. Last episode, we met the tremendous tuba, our final brass instrument. Today, we get to meet our very first stringed instrument, the vivacious violin. Spot the Spider is already a master of the strings with his webs. Let's welcome Spot and his new violin teacher.
Hi, Vincent. I'd like to introduce you to the illustrious Stephen Shepherd.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
What's happening, Vincent? Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you.
We are so glad to have you here today. Would you please tell us how you got started on the violin?
Well, my mother was a music educator, choir teacher. And one day when I was 6 years old, the summer before my kindergarten year, she just came home and asked me if I wanted to play the violin. I was 6 years old, so I said yes. It wasn't until later that I found out that my mother had been doing a little research in regard to how playing musical instruments can help develop your brain.
So you're saying that playing music can help make you smarter?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, music can also help you meet new friends, huh?
There's always a new face that you can introduce yourself to, and that's the best part about it.
I've heard the violin is a very old instrument. About how old is it?
Violin's one of the oldest instruments in the orchestra. Well over 500 years.
500 years? That's old. Stephen, will you please show us your violin?
Sure, Vincent. This is it right here.
Stephen's violin has a hollow wooden body with an hourglass shape, with four strings attached that stretch beyond the body over a long neck and connect to four pegs at the end, and it is just under a foot long. It has a little cradle on the body that Stephen rests his chin on and holds it out to his left side to play.
Cool! So it's called a string instrument because it has strings on it, right?
Absolutely. We've got four strings, and we go from the E string to the A string to the D string, all the way down to the low G string.
How does a string instrument work?
Well, it's a great question, Vincent. You start putting your fingers down, you're making the string shorter as it goes over the bridge here. Right? And as the string gets shorter, the vibrations become faster, and that's what makes the sound go higher. That combined with the fact that when you go to the next string, the string's actually not as thick. Hear that? You're doing the same thing, but the string is technically smaller, so the sound is going to be that much higher.
So the thinner the string and the shorter the string, the higher the note?
Exactly. The thinner the string and the shorter it is, the higher the note, because those vibrations become faster.
Stephen, what's that stick that you're holding do? I've seen violinists rub it across the strings. Is that what makes the sound?
Yes, this is called the bow. And you'll see on the bow here, we have horsehair. You rub this across the string, or you just let it glide, actually. And the horsehair contacts the string and makes it vibrate.
On wind instruments, you have specific fingerings for each note. How do you know what notes you are playing on a violin?
Ooh, that was tough, particularly for me when I was a kid. We use pinstriping from cars, and we string them across underneath the strings against the fingerboard, and that tells your finger exactly where to go to start with. Now, eventually, we take those away from, but not until you've developed your ear to the point where you can tell whether or not your finger's where it's supposed to be.
I've heard that violinists get to play lots of notes and really fast. Steven, how fast can you actually play?
Well, on spot, that depends on a number of things. What's required of the music, how much I've been practicing the music. I could play something for you and we could see. Would you like to hear something?
Yeah! Play an excerpt from Bach's Violin Sonata No. 1 in G minor.
What do you think?
That's really fast.
You think it's fast? I could do it faster?
I do. Can you try?
I'll try. See what happens.
Wow. Do you think with my 8 legs, I'll be able to play that fast?
You can play as fast as you want as long as you practice.
Steven, I noticed your left hand is shaking when you hold down the strings. Did you have too much coffee today?
I do drink a lot of coffee, but my hand isn't shaking because of that. What you are seeing me do is called vibrato, and it's really just an effect, kind of like frosting on cake instead of just a plain cake, which would be... got a little bit of frosting that goes along with it.
The violin is the highest of all the stringed instruments. How high can you go?
Ooh, let's see. How about a little Bach?
Yeah! Play Bach's Violin Partita No. 2 in D minor. I love that one.
Sounds you can make on a violin.
Well, you can make some weird sounds with this thing. You've got artificial harmonics. We even sometimes are required to play behind the bridge, and that produces a little bit of an eerie sound. Check this out. How'd you like that, Vincent?
That was so scary.
I know, it sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like something you'd hear on Halloween.
Steven, would you please show Vincent double stops?
Double stops? Wow, double stops are unique in that you have to play more than one string at the same time. Usually just two, but sometimes you can play three, even four. Just two here. Then you've got three. Even four. Or you've got them in an actual song. I get nervous every time that I play, and it's natural. I once had a teacher tell me that it's really an indicator of you caring about how you sing.
Steven, let's play the duet we've been working on for Vincent.
Thank you. Wow, Spot, where'd that plane come from? That was incredible.
Thank you so much, Steven. That was beautiful, you two. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Steven.
I'm thrilled to be here, really. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time when we will get to meet the very vibrant viola. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The violin is the best instrument in the orchestra for a number of reasons. First being the amount of joy that it's brought to me, being able to play this, being able to teach it. My mom really, really hit it out the park when she gave me this opportunity, and I do appreciate her for that.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nicole Buehl. Starring Stephen Shepherd, Spot the Spider, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buehl. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media. All rights reserved.
You're listening to ICAN on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2, The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Cartoons. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven, and we are in the Catmobile.
And right meow, we're thinking of all the great things that we could be doing, and one of them...
picking up our good friend Caitlin.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I play the bassoon, and I am 2024 All Classical Radio's Young Artist Ambassador in Residence. I'm very excited to be here in the Cat Meow Beal.
Yes, we're excited for you to be here as well.
So should Caitlin buckle up? How does this work?
Oh, grab that cat for safety and put it on your lap. Okay. You got it?
Got it.
All right, let's hit the road.